Okay, welcome everybody to the yeshiva. I think some people already know, they've already been here before, last year maybe, or I think some of you for sure. Okay. So, talk about a timely topic, a topic that has to do with the parashas, about the makos and the punishment of the mitzvah. So there's a question that is asked by the Rambam and the Ramban. I guess maybe we'll start with the Ramban. He is in Parshas Lech Lecha, which, if we remember, back in Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told Avram that you should know, Yadoa Teda, you should know very well, Kiger Yiyazaracha, that your children will be strangers, Be'eretz Lo Elohem, in a land that is not theirs, Va'avadum, and they will serve them, Ve'inuay Sam, and they will afflict them, Arba Me'oshana, 400 years. Okay, now the number 400, look in Rashi, he explains how that works out. Ve'gamis HaGoy Asher Yavoidu, and also the nation that the Jews will serve, Don Anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge them, and meaning they'll get what they deserve for doing that. V'achrichein, after that, Yetzu, they will leave Birchush Gadol with great wealth. So this was how Hashem had told Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben HaBesorim that this is going to happen. It was already told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is going to happen, and the Jews are going to have to go to Mitzrayim, and they're going to have to work there very hard until they finally leave. And at the same time, Hashem said that He will punish the nation that enslaves them, which was Egypt. So the question that the Ramban brings up is that why would they deserve a punishment? Being that Hashem seems to want this and have this planned out as what's supposed to happen, then why would we punish the people who are fulfilling Hashem's will? Interesting question. Huh? If Hashem says this, and this is how He's planning out what's supposed to happen, and this is for whatever the reasons are that Hashem, we're not getting into that issue, why did we have to go to Mitzrayim? Okay, that's something to talk about, but whatever it is, Hashem already is telling our forefather Avraham Avinu that this is His will and this is what He wants. So Egypt is like a messenger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why exactly are they going to get punished? So the Ramban himself right away writes an answer, and he says here in Parshas Lech Lecha that we already find this in other places in Navi. And he brings a pasuk. The Ketzef Gadol, this is a pasuk in Navi, I believe it's in Amos. A great anger, ani koitzef al hagoyim. I will be angry at the nations, hasha'ananim, that are all living in peace. Asher ani katzafti ma'at. I only was angry slightly. Vehema azru l'ra'a. And they added on much more than I ever said. So, says the Ramban, that's the same thing with the Egyptians. Hoisifu l'hareya, they did much more than Hashem said. Hashem said we would be slaves in Mitzrayim. Okay, deal with them as slaves. Deal with the Jews as slaves. That would be considered doing what Hashem wanted. Ki shlichu b'neim leor, but to throw the children into the Nile, vaymoru eschayem, to embitter their lives. Hashem never said that. So you can't. They can't get away with that. They can't get away with saying they're just fulfilling Hashem's will, because that would have been if they kept to what Hashem said. They would say, okay, you're slaves, you have to work, normal, like a normal slave works. Okay, but why are you throwing the kids into the Nile? Now here I want to just stop off for a minute about something that I should have realized maybe earlier in my life, but I never really learned Ramban on Chumash till much later in my life. I learned here a Ramban, there a Ramban. But if somebody really wants to know about a Parsha, I advise them, I learned it late, learn Ramban on the Parsha. If you learn Ramban, you get a new view of what's going on. So I want to just mention what the Ramban talks about in Parsha Shmotz. We might not realize this. We talk about we were slaves in Egypt. We're slaves in Egypt. It's true, we were. But he says, Havon ischak malo. Let's be smart, Paro says in last week's Parsha. What does it mean? He had a meeting. Let's be smart. We don't get rid of these people. But we got to be smart. So how are we going to do this? Are we going to just go around and send around the police and kill them out? It's not going to work. It's not smart. First of all, you're going to have the Jews themselves that are going to rise up and it's going to be a revolt. Secondly, a lot of Goyim are normal, civilized people here. They're not going to go for that. They're not going to go for that. So we can't do it that way. So how will we get rid of them? So he said, what we'll do is we'll start with a tax. Tax, by a simul of sar misim, was an accepted thing in those days, that if you're like a guest people that come to another country, you might have to pay extra tax. That was acceptable. So he said, we're going to make a tax, the taxes that you got to work, you got to help out in the building our stuff, that would be accepted. So they started with that. But they saw that that's not going to do it. So we got to start killing them. How are we going to do it? So they said, we can't just go around, same thing. We can't just go around killing them. It's not going to work. Same reasons as above. What we'll do is we'll have people killing the babies before they get born. And that way people won't realize. And they could get rid of them that way. And they'll just say, oh, I guess they just died. He said, but no, that's not going to, you can't do that on a mass scale around the country, right? People are going to start realizing what's going on. So, you know what the Ramban explains? They said, oh, sure. Next thing was, people started complaining, right? This isn't the plans. I don't know if it actually, people are going to start complaining. You killing them. They said, oh, sure. Fill this form out. Bring the proofs, right? Okay, the court date. They come. Oh, that's not good proof. That's not good enough proof, right? This, that, push off here, push off there, right? And as things are going on, the people get the feeling of what the government is really doing. This is the way they're going to kill out the Jews. With cleverness, right? They're going to do that. They're going to have a lot of killings. Slowly, there's going to be court cases. Somehow, every time the government can't put it together and they can't catch anyone, maybe once in a while, they'll have a guy that the government anyways wanted to get rid of. Oh, that guy, they'll catch him, put him in jail. Okay, next case. And he says, as people realize that you can get away with this, then the people who don't like the Jews will start doing it without this. They'll start pulling kids out of the houses and killing them right and left because no one seems to care anyway. And that's what happened. And that's what it said. Then finally they said, okay, if the kid's born, throw him in the Nile. Yeah? And it just went from one thing to the next until he says the goyim became like animals. Because what kind of normal person has the heart to go and take a baby and throw him in the river? He said they used to go in the night, walk into people's houses, find the baby and throw him in the river. That's what happened. It just took a little time. And they were clever people. When you think about it, it sounds like Nazi Germany. You could mamish. Yeah, I never realized how cruel it was. Even though it's right almost in the Chumash, Beferish. But this is what they were doing. So now you understand much clearly what the Ramban is saying. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said they should serve the other nation. You should go and make mass murder. It's not the same thing. So Memela, that was one thing. Then the second thing was, like he says, they made their lives bitter. It wasn't just that they made them work. They beat them. They killed them. People were doing regular work. They said, that's no good. You have to work all day, all night. They used to take people out. They would take the women out to work. Yeah? They didn't care if you were sick, whatever. They beat the person up. That was how they treated with the people until they were dying. So that was why they were punished. That's the answer the Ramban gives to the question. After that, he says, I'll say the Rambam's shot. Now, the Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva. And the Rambam is coming from an entire different angle. But this is the Rambam's angle on the whole. He starts the question from a different angle. He says, really we should say what the Rambam says in Perek Hay before we get to the Mitzrayim. In Perek Hay, the Rambam asks his famous philosophic question. He says, Shema Tomar, maybe somebody will say, V'halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Ma She'yiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. Hashem knows what's going to happen. Right? When a person is born, or before that too, Hashem knows everything that's going to happen. What he will do, what he won't do, everything that he's going to do. V'kodem She'yiyah, before he exists, Yeda Hashem already knows. She's a Yitzarek, this person's going to be a Tzadik, or Rasha, and so on. Okay, now, he says, Im Yoda Shehu Yitzarek, if Hashem already knows you're going to be a Tzadik, I Efsher Shelo Yitzarek, then it's going to have to happen. Okay, and the same vice versa. If Hashem knows somebody's going to be Rasha, he knows, so then it's going to have to happen. If that's true, then how can you ever punish anybody? He's pre-programmed. Or how could you ever give reward to anybody good if he's pre-programmed? If Hashem knows already, then doesn't that equal that you're pre-programmed? Yeah. How do those two things work together? Yeah. This is the famous philosophic question of the Rambam. Right? If Hashem already knows what you're going to do, so some people think, no, Hashem knows what I'm going to choose. So, but Hashem knows I'm going to choose. Yeah, but if you think into that, you'll see that doesn't seem to hold water. Hashem knows what I'm going to choose. How does Hashem know what I'm going to choose? How does Hashem know that? Because he has it all figured out that that's how I'm built or something. Then that's the same thing as saying I'm programmed. It's just that no one can figure it out except for Hashem, but I'm really actually pre-programmed. So then how can Hashem ever blame anybody for anything? Right? That's the question the Rambam says. And the Rambam says on this question, Da, you should know, Shetshuvas Sheila Zu, the answer to this question, Aruka Me'eretz Mida, is the measure to answer this is longer than the entire world. Or Chava Miniyam, it's wider than the entire sea. V'kama ikorim gedoilim v'harorim ramim tluyim ba. And many great principles and high mountainous areas are dependent on this question. Aval, however, tzarich ha-toleida ulahavim b'davar zeh she'ani omer. This much you have to understand. Kvar be'arnu be'perik she'ni me'hilchus yisodei ha-toyrah. We already explained earlier in the Rambam, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu eino yodea midea shehichutz mimenu kivnei Adam. Hashem's knowledge is not like people's knowledge that they know from the surroundings and from what's going on. Shehem v'datom shnayim, a human being and what he knows are two entities. Elohu yis'al shmo v'dato echod, but when it comes to Hashem, he and his knowledge is one. Ve'ein da'ato shel adam yichola lahasig davar ze al buryoy. A human being's mind cannot fathom and comprehend what it means when we say Hashem knows something. Just like it's impossible to actually know Hashem in a physical way that you know, Shenemar, as it says, Ki lo yira ani hadam v'chai, no living person can ever see Hashem. That's Hashem told that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kach, so too, ein koach ba'orim lahasig v'limtzoli da'ato shel borei. That's the same way you can't know what Hashem's knowledge is, because Hashem and his knowledge is one and the same thing. Okay? Very, very deep things. And what he's trying to say is, v'chiven shekein hu, being that it is so, ein banu koach leida, we don't have the strength of mind to comprehend, to understand, heyach yeda HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol habruim v'amaisim, how it is that Hashem knows everything we're going to do. So that's what he writes. So the Ravid says, why did you ask a question and get people all mixed up and give no answer? Okay. That's what the Ravid writes on the Rambam. So the Mefarshim all say, no, the Rambam gave the answer. The Rambam did give the answer. The Rambam gave the answer. He didn't just leave you with a question. He said the answer is, you think you know what you're talking about, so you're asking a question. Now you think, well, Hashem knows what I'm going to do. So then you're pre-programmed. So the Rambam is saying, you think you know what it means that Hashem knows? We can't, a human being, his brain is too small to know what it means. We don't know what it means that Hashem knows. That we talk in our language, Hashem knows. So you think like, no, you know, like I know. That's not how Hashem knows. Hashem, when he knows, it's not on the level of a human being, and we don't have the koyach, we don't have the ability to understand what that is, right? Just like, let's say you would talk, I mean, you could even talk to a little kid, right? There are things that kids just can't get that's beyond, right? And more so a cow, right? He can't understand. You can't give him a lecture, right? He can't understand. He just knows straw, water, whatever, right? And you can't say, being to economic situations, we can't give you straw now, you'll get the straw later. So just manage, right? And you can tell him it, he can't get it, right? You say, it's worth it for you, cow. Why are you so upset? I'm telling you, you're going to get it for supper. He can't get it, right? So you explain it to him, it doesn't go. So it's the same thing. If you want to understand what it means Hashem knows, you can't. We're like less than a cow to a human is what we can fathom of Hashem. So Memele, if you know what it means that Hashem knows, then everything would be fine. You wouldn't have any problem how it could be that we could choose. You're just thinking about what you know, so therefore you say, I can't get it. So the answer is here. Right? And there's a very nice nice pasuk that the Vilna Gaon brought on this, which sums up the whole Rambam. We have it in the Haftarah. It's a beautiful Vilna Gaon. In the Haftarah, to find it. Lama soy mar Yaakov, v'saged Yisrael. I'm not sure in which parasha the Haftarah is, but I know the pasuk by heart, so I'll just say the pasuk by heart. Lama soy mar Yaakov. Why do you, Yaakov, say, v'saged Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael, like, complain? Nistara darki me Hashem, ume alokai mishpati yavor. My way is hidden from Hashem, and from my God, my justice will pass. Halo yadata, don't you know? Halo shamata, haven't you heard? Boyre oylem Hashem, Hashem has created the whole world. Lo yiyof, Hashem never is weary. Lo yigot, and nothing is hard for him. Ein cheker, there's no one who can fathom lisvunaso Hashem's wisdom.
That's what it says in the Navi. So what is the Navi trying to talk about? So the Gra, the Vilna Gaon said, the Navi is talking about this Rambam. The people were complaining and they were saying, there's something wrong here. Either Hashem doesn't know the future, and that's why we could get punished for what we've done wrong, because it's really in our choice. Or if Hashem knows the future, then we have no reason to be punished because we're programmed. So they said, Lama Somer Yaakov, why do you say, Yaakov v'saged Yisrael, Nistera darki me Hashem, either my way is hidden from Hashem, meaning Hashem doesn't know what I'm going to do, or the other option would be, Umei Elokai, from my God, Mishpati Yavor, no punishment should go on me. The judgment should pass over me. Because you can't have the two together. So the Navi says, why are you complaining like that? Halo Yadata, don't you know? Halo Shemata, haven't you heard? Hashem has created the entire world. Ein cheker lisvunoso, you cannot fathom what it means that Hashem knows. So if you don't know what it means Hashem knows, you shouldn't be asking these questions, because that's based on that you think you know what you're talking about. But if you don't understand what Hashem knows, then the question doesn't apply. Okay, this is the famous Rama. Then the Rambam goes on in the next parak to the story of Mitzrayim. And he says, V'halo kasuv b'Torah, doesn't it say in the pasuk, V'abadum v'inu oisam, that we're going to have to serve the Egyptians? Harei gozer ala mitzrim lasus ra. So Hashem already decreed that these Egyptians are going to do this. So why does he punish them? Do you see? He's saying a new question. This is not the question of the Ramban. The Ramban said, if Hashem wants this to happen, so we're doing the right thing. So why are we bad? We're good. So the answer was that they were added much more than Hashem wanted. The Rambam is coming at it from a totally different angle. He's saying, if Hashem decreed this, then it's going to have to happen. So over here, how could you punish us for something that was having to happen? It was inevitable. There was no way that it couldn't happen if Hashem decreed it. So it's like we're a robot. You know, like in other words, this is different than most cases where Hashem didn't decree it, where you have your choice, you can do it or not do it. You can either take it or leave it. You can do the mitzvah, you can do the aver, you can do whatever you want. So Hashem could say, why did you choose the wrong thing? Okay, you already discussed it. Hashem knows. No, you don't know. Okay. But this is decreed. This was already decreed. Hashem announced it, that this is going to happen. So once Hashem decreed something and announced it, it's gonna happen. If it's gonna happen, so then why are you blaming me? It had to happen. Now I am like, just gotta do it because Hashem said it's gonna happen. So that is the Rambam's question.
So what's the difference? I'm sorry.
The difference is that the Ramban is talking about, were they doing something wrong or something right? So the Ramban said, I would say they're doing something right, because they're doing what Hashem's will. That was what Hashem willed. So they are doing a good thing. Why would you call it? He gives an example. He says, let's say a king says, I want this nation to be destroyed. Okay? And then some people go ahead and destroy it. Should they get punished or rewarded? Rewarded. So he says, why are the Egyptians doing something bad? If Hashem willed it, and Hashem said that that's what he wants, so why are they doing something wrong? They're doing something right. They're doing a good thing. So the answer the Ramban said, they would have done a good thing if they did what Hashem said, but they're doing way more. Okay.
Did the Egyptians know that Hashem wanted this to happen?
Well, I don't know if they did or they didn't.
Yeah. If they did it without knowing, should they be rewarded?
Oh, now you're asking a really good question. I'm going to get to your question. You're saying a very good question. I just want to go in order, but we'll get to your question. Very good. But you see, that's what the Ramban is dealing with. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? So the Ramban is saying, if they did what Hashem wanted, that would have been a good thing, but they did more, so it was a bad thing. The Rambam is starting off, it was a bad thing. But they were forced, so to speak. If Hashem already announced it, and it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So if it's going to happen, so like, what did I do? Like, I couldn't not do it if I wanted to. That's the Rambam's problem. So the Rambam gives an answer on that, and he says, I'll ask you a similar question in the Chumash. At the end of the Torah, in Parshas Vayelech, Hashem says, V'kom ha-mazeh, this nation is going to rise after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, V'zono achrei Elohei Necharot. They're going to go after the idols. And then Hashem says, I'm going to get angry at them and punish them. And therefore, I want you to write into the Chumash that this is the future. And then Hashem tells them to write Hazinu. And it talks about it, how they're going to get Vayishman Yeshur, and they're going to get wealthy, and they're going to get comfortable, and then they're going to start doing Averis, and then Hashem will punish them, and so on. So the Rambam says, let's say the same question. If Hashem already said, I know this will happen, and it's a fact, so then the same question, it's inevitable. Hashem already announced it. So he says, the answer to all these questions is, Lefi shelo gozar al ish ployni hayadua. Hashem didn't say, Reuven, by name, he's going to be the one. Lo hodi haboyre, Hashem didn't say that he will do it. Elo min hago shel olam, that this is how the world is going to be in general, that there will be Jews who are going to worship the idols. But he didn't tell any specific one of them that you're going to do it or you're going to do it, and every Jew has his own choice to be from the group that will be the bad guys or the good people. V'chein ha-mitzrim, the same goes for the Egyptians. Kol echad ve'echad me'eson ha-mitzirim v'hamarim li'Yisrael. Whoever was bad in Egypt, ilu l'rotza l'har lohem harshus biyaday. He didn't have to take part in it. Shalogaz ha'alish yadu, he didn't say, this Egyptian will do it. And every Egyptian can do it. Elohdi, he just said in general, that the country will afflict them. So no one can get away with that and say, I was pre-programmed to hurt the Jews. Because Hashem didn't mention anyone by name, and any person had the ability to abstain if he wanted, and some other Egyptian would have done it. So therefore, no one could get away with that excuse. That is the Rambam's answer to the question. So the Ramban asks on this answer. He says, okay, you answered your question, but why didn't you answer my question? You see, he's saying to the Rambam, okay, you gave an answer to your question that everyone is already pre-programmed because Hashem decreed it. Okay, and now you're happy because you say, no, each individual Egyptian had the choice. But you didn't answer my question. What about my question that even the ones that did it, they did a good thing and not a bad thing? Why didn't you bother with talking about that problem? So on this, the Meshech Chochma, or the Sameach, he lived end of the 1800s into the 1900s, one of the Gedolei HaDor of that time. I'll just tell you a little interesting thing on the side. Just to tell you something about the Or Sameach. One time, the Chazon Ish, probably people heard of the Chazon Ish, was talking with his Chavrusa about the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the Supreme Court of Klal Yisrael, and 71 people on it. And the Chazon Ish said that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a Sanhedrin. But to be qualified for the Sanhedrin, you have to know everything in the entire Torah to the point that you can answer and paskin any question on the spot. Not just the questions that most people ask their rabbi about Shabbos or whatever, but also about Tzaras and about blemishes in a carbon and all the dinim and zroim and kachim and taras and the whole thing. So he has to know it well enough to answer right then and there. So his chavrusa, this was when they were still in Europe, says, so Rebbe, do we have people qualified for that if Mashiach comes today? So the Chazon Ish took that question very seriously, and he started thinking into it. He says, this one, mentioned names. And he only got up to about 30. But it was a very serious thing. He took it very seriously, and as Chavrusa brought up other names of obviously very well-known Gedolim, he said, nope, not qualified. Yeah, because it's not easy to be able to answer on all the Torah right on the spot. Really not. Anyways, people... I don't know, but because I only know the end of this part. People later on were pestering the Chavrusa. Who was on the list? Okay? This is much later on. And Chazon Ish had a good Chavrusa. And Chavrusa was smart enough to realize he better not say. You could just imagine what you could do by saying. And he wouldn't say any names. He says, I'll only give you the first two names. That's all you would agree to give. And the two names he gave were Chafetz Chaim and Or Sameach. Okay? These two people, the reason I feel he probably said everyone knew that anyway, that wouldn't everyone realize that they're beyond everything else, and therefore it wouldn't cause any like arguments and so on. So that's the Or Sameach. So anyways, he writes in his Sefer, I'll say one more thing, that when he wanted to put out the Or Sameach, so he didn't have the funds to put out the Sefer. And some Jewish agency, I don't remember which, Reb Sheftel Neuberger told me this, sent him money to publish the volume of the Meshech Chochma. And the Meshech Chochma, he said, my Sefer is too holy to take money from America for my Sefer. Thank you, but no thank you. He sent the money back. That was what he wrote. Because the people in those days, I don't know exactly what level they were and so on, whatever it was, that's what he said. So anyway, the Meshech Chochma writes the following thing. He says, the Rambam is not bothered by the Rambam's question because of fundamental difference in understanding what it says in the Parsha. We're telling in the Parsha that Hashem says to Avram, that the Egyptians, or it doesn't say their name, it says the Jews will be slaves to a foreign nation. The way the Ramban understood it was that this was the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Hashem was revealing that this is what Hashem's will is. And based on that understanding, the Ramban said, well, if that's what Hashem's will is, then why would Hashem punish people who are doing His will? And the Ramban needs to give an answer. They did more. He says the Rambam had a different understanding. The Rambam, and it sounds like that if you read the Rambam, Hashem was just telling the future to Avraham Avinu. He was not expressing His will at all. Hashem was just mentioning to Avraham, or telling Avraham, you should know what's going to happen. But Hashem was not in agreement with this. It wasn't that Hashem was like willing this. He was rather being that Hashem knows the future. Hashem was revealing to Avraham Avinu that this is a bad thing that is going to happen. And based on that, the Rambam in the first place never had the Ramban's question because you cannot say you're doing the king's will. It was not Hashem's will. So this is a very basic difference in understanding of what's going on when Hashem was talking to Avraham Avinu. In the way of Ramban's understanding, Hashem was saying, I know this is good for the Jews, this is what has to happen, they have to be enslaved by the Egyptians, and this is what's the good thing for them. And If they would have followed, then they would have been doing a mitzvah. So why did they get punished? Because they did too much. The Rambam's understanding was entirely different. The Rambam understood that Hashem didn't want any of this. But Hashem still knows what's going to happen anyway, and he informed Avram of this future thing. So therefore, the Rambam didn't have the Rambam's question that they're doing a good thing. They're not doing a good thing. Hashem never said that he wants this. The Rambam had only his own question, but if Hashem decreed it already, then each Egyptian will say that, like, I was, like, forced, so to speak. Hashem decreed it, and there was no way around it. So on that, the Rambam is happy with his answer. The Rambam says, okay, but not you. Why did you have to do it? A different person can do it. Each person can't say, I was forced. So therefore, there are two different questions with two different answers. Okay, so far...
Can I just clarify?
Yes, sure.
Is Rambam saying that anyone was forced? Could every mitzvah have decided to not do it?
No. That seems not, right? Because he only says each one individually could say, Hashem could point him and say, you didn't have to do it. But it looks like...
What about when Ram says it was just minago so'olam? He wasn't making xera at all.
He says, you're right, he says... Hashem informed them of minhago shalolam. Now, even though you're right, he does say that, but once it's out there and Hashem informed the minhago shalolam, it seems to be that would still have to happen, right? Because Hashem did say it. So it would have to happen. But each person, l'chaya, wouldn't have to be the one that did it. That's what it seems like, that the Rambam is saying.
Only one person did it.
If
there was only one person who didn't fulfill the...
Who didn't do it. He said even many, it sounds like the Rambam says, let's say 60% of the Egyptians would do it. That would be good enough. Right? You don't need every Egyptian to be involved.
Would they still get punished?
Those 60% would get punished because Hashem will point to each one and say, why did you do it? You didn't have to do it. No one made you do it. Let's say there would be only one Egyptian who did it.
Yeah.
Okay, still Hashem would say, why did you do it? No one made you do it.
So
okay. If you wouldn't have done it, Hashem would have made it work out that someone else would have done it. You're right? You still didn't have to do it. If you said, no, not me, I'm not doing it. Finished. So Hashem would work it out, someone else would do it. Now, I will say, alright, this is already level 2, I don't think I can even get to this. If you want to get to level 2, I have a Sefer Me'or Mordechai, which gets to this level 2. But the Ravid, I think all of you are like getting to the Ravid. That the Ravid says, I don't hear that answer. He says on the Rambam, I don't hear that answer. Because it's just still a game. Because Hashem points to this guy, and Hashem says, why did you do it? So, you didn't have to do it, right? So the Ravid says, so you say to Hashem, so you needed somebody to do it, right? So I did it. That's more or less what you're saying. Like, someone had to do it, right? So, like, why is that really an answer? I mean, it's true that each person specifically, he didn't have to be the one. But you are agreeing that somebody had to do it. So, it ended up me. So, you can't say the thing wouldn't have been done. Let's talk that way, right? The thing would have been done. It would have to be done. It wouldn't have to be me. It would have been the next guy. But it had to land somewhere. So if it just landed on me, that's the reason that you should punish me? That's the rival that is bothered. That's not enough of an answer. Being that it still was inevitable, it had to happen some way. That's still a question. What I did was inevitable, even if it could have been the next guy.
He's just asking the same question from the other Rambam of how can Hashem know the future and you have Bechira. If we have to take that for granted that we have Bechira and Hashem knows it's going to happen, so then what's the rabbi's question?
Okay.
Hashem is just telling you what's going to happen. They still have Bechira.
Okay, one second. But you see the difference. You're saying a good point, but you see, there's got to be a difference, because what's pshat in the Rambam himself, right? The Rambam finished the whole parak and he said, it's okay. Hashem knows it, and they're still bechir. And then he goes around and says this question. Why did he do that? He already answered the question. Right? Well, how do you understand the Rambam? Perikei already said, how does Hashem know, and you have bechir? He says, you can't understand it. Okay. Then he says, so how come we should punish the mitzvah? I thought you already told me. The answer is, because in Perikei, Hashem kept it to himself, and he knows. And if Hashem knows, it works with Bechir. But the question Perek Vav is worse, because Hashem told it to a human being, Avraham Avinu, right? And Hashem told him this is going to happen. Oh, now he knows. So Avraham knows, right? He knows. I know what it means when he knows, because he's a person.
But that means there's no Bechira?
So then, there means there's no Bechira, because that means I know you're going to do it. I know what that means. That means I know you're going to do it.
But because it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowing that we can't understand, it's obvious.
That's it. Exactly. That's the difference why this is a new level question, because now it's not Hashem knowing, it's Avraham knowing.
Could it be that Avraham's knowing now has the same gather when Hashem's knowing?
You could maybe say something like that, but it seems like the Rambam doesn't think that, right? It seems like the Rambam thinks that, no, if Avraham knows, it is like a person who knows. Okay, all this, that's like, you're already hitting level two, all this already, I went into a lot in the Sefer. But,
yeah. Well,
that's a different thing. There he's talking about that a person has Bechira, animals don't have Bechira. That's already a new thing. But this is about when a person knows that it's going to happen. Does that take away the Bechir?
Probably David, with all these questions, you just said that the Rambam is asking the moralistic question of the Ramban.
But if that's
not
the
providence question.
But if you see, he the whole thing is about that. If you read the Rambam, it's about right. It's about providence. It's not.
He just explained that we don't have that answer.
Okay, right. So that because of that, right. We need to say what I just said.
Right.
If you say it's a moralistic question, then really, the Ramban is right. He didn't answer it. Because Ramban is saying the moralistic question is, Hashem wants it. So why is it bad? It's good. So the Rambam says, well, you didn't have to do it. What does it have to do with anything?
Right. You didn't have to do this. You had a moral choice. And at the same time, there's general providence. But you had a moral choice.
Okay, but then that's not the Ramban's question. Ramban's question is, if the king wants this, it's good. Why are you giving? You should give me a gold medal. You did it, the king's will.
The king doesn't really. The king doesn't want it. That's what he's saying. The king doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it. So then
He doesn't want you to do it. He wants it to happen, but he never said you do it. There's no moralistic imperative on you to do it.
Oh, well, the Ramban says that he doesn't think so. He says if a king would say, "I want this country to be destroyed," and he never told anyone, he says anyone who did it should be a good guy.
That's what he said, I want this. That's not the way Hashem.
Hashem didn't even want it to happen?
He didn't formulate it like that. He didn't say, I want it to happen. He said, that's what's
going to
happen.
Oh, so that's the Rosh Hameach. Right. Now you just said, right, that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Kasha. Because the Rambam holds. Oh, you mean you want to say maybe the Kasha of the Rambam was the Ramban, and the answer is the Meshech Chochma. I see. I see. The Mitzav Cheshbin, your thing could work. But I don't think that he is, because read it, you'll see. He's asking the providence question.
Yeah, Avram didn't know which mitzvah was going to do it and which one wasn't.
He didn't.
So who's going to do it is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge.
That's true.
So there's still Bechira.
That's right. That is what the Rambam's answer.
Right,
that is the answer of the Rambam. Okay, so, right, that's right.
That's why the Rambam himself ends off for Amarna. He goes back to
That's right. That's right. That's why he goes back to the same side, because you need to end off with that part. Okay, so let's get straight. Let's get a clarity over here. Okay, what we ended up with. The Ramban asked a moral question. Hashem wants it, so why bad, you're good. The Ramban answered, but they did more. The Rambam asked a providence question. If Hashem said so and he revealed it, so that's different than when Hashem knows it in his own self, that's beyond us. But Hashem revealed it. Now human beings know it. Avraham Avinu is a human being, and he knows it. So then the Egyptian should say it had to happen. And on that type of question, the Rambam says a teretz that no specific Egyptian could get away with that because Hashem never said he'll do it. And as far as the other question, what about morally? What the Rambam doesn't discuss that. Meshech Chachamah says the Rambam doesn't discuss it because he doesn't think it's a question. Because the Rambam understood that it's not that Hashem willed it, it's just Hashem saw it would happen against his will, so to speak. Okay, that is the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. Now I'll just end off with the question because I said that I'll get it back to it. The Tosfos Yomtiv says a different answer. He says, I'll give my own answer to this moral question. That we're saying, why can't the Egyptians say we're doing a good deed? He says, the answer is, you can't say that. You can only say that if that was your intent. If you're trying to carry out the king's will, so you could get away with that and say, I'm a good guy, I'm trying to obey Hashem and do what he wants, so why am I bad? I'm good. But if you have your own agenda, right, and you just want to kill these people because you don't want them around, then that's no answer. You can't give an answer that you're good because you're doing what Hashem wants. That's nothing to do with what you're trying to do at all.
I think the Mara they're talking about when Mashiach comes, I don't know, the Romans are going to say we did this for Klai Yisrael, and everybody did
you did it for yourself. Okay, similar, right, similar thing. That's the answer. That's the answer that the Tosfos Yomtiv says. The very bothersome problem is that if you read the entire Ramban afterwards, the Ramban continues on, and the Ramban himself says this himself. As far as why did Hashem destroy Sancheirev, you know the whole story of Sancheirev, and there's a story with Nebuchadnezzar, and he says, why did he destroy these people if Hashem's decreed it and announced it and said that he's going to destroy the Jews at those different times? And the Ramban himself answers this answer. And he says the answer is because they had nothing to do with Hashem trying to carry out Hashem's will. They did it for personal reasons. So the Ramban really says this klal. So if this is so, why is it that the Ramban didn't use this answer? It's very hard to understand. This is a question that it bothers me for many years. This is a question that bothers me for many years. I started thinking of a possible answer, but being that I'm not sure, I'd rather not say something which I'm not sure about. I'll leave it as a question. Actually, saw something very interesting. I saw a few Sfarim that wrote different commentaries on the Ramban, and they say, we think that the Ramban is using this actually as an answer for Mitzrayim. Which I rejected because the Ramban can say this is an answer for Mitzrayim. He knows how to talk. He knows how to write. He doesn't have to hint things, right? It doesn't say that this is. So I wrote in my Sefer that in spite of the fact that I've seen quite a few Sfarim saying that the Ramban is trying to say this as an answer, I don't think so. And I said as a proof, the Tosfos Yomtiv quotes the answer of the Ramban, and then the Tosfos Yomtiv says, and I'll add in my own answer, which is, because they didn't have in mind, so why did he say that's his own answer, if that's the Ramban's answer, because he didn't think so. And then I saw one of the authors wrote another Sefer recently, and in the new Sefer he changed it, and he said that, I don't know what the answer. So I don't know what happened there, but I see that he must have regretted it and decided that it's not the Pshat in the Ramban. This question is a good question. Okay, so at the end of the whole day, we end up with three different reasons why the Mitzrim were punished. Either because they did much more than Hashem said, or because Hashem never wanted it in the first place, and they weren't forced. Hashem just knew it, but he didn't want it. And then a third answer from Tosfos Yomtiv, because if you do it for your own personal reasons, you can't get away with that, the fact that Hashem wanted it. Okay, that's the whole thing. So now you got to, for a parashas Vayera and boy, you know why the Mitzrayim are getting all these maks.